Rashi says when he discusses the ephod, Rashi says, "Velibi omerli." My heart tells me it should be like this or like that. And he explains, he says, I don't have a proof for it, but that's what my heart tells me. And I remember when I was a kid in Cheder, so every year when we'd learn this, the Rebbe would say, and if you have a heart like Rashi's, so then what your heart tells you, you could write down in your Sefer. Then what your heart tells you has great value. And with time, I understand it better. Have a deeper understanding of what they meant. That when a person perfects himself, when a person works, and a person advances in being himself, v'shachanti b'tocham, that Hashem is in his midst, so then he is so accustomed to aligning his thoughts and actions with the halakha, with the way Hashem wants him to live his life, that his intuition will automatically go in line with that. Now, that doesn't mean that a person could just sit at the table and say, well, is it mutter to pick lice out of my daughter's hair on Shabbos? I think it's mutar. Fine, I'll do it. Well, either it is or it isn't. You don't go by intuition. But a person can reach a level where he's been living in accordance with halacha and learned it that deeply and spent his life steeped in Torah that his mind is aligned with Hashem. The Rambam says that when a person's mind is aligned with Hashem, so he could attain the level of prophecy. We're not talking about prophecy, but this concept of Ish Kodesh, that there's holiness burning within him, and that the Shachanti B'tocham, Hashem rests in our midst. So that's a concept, like every aspect of Avodat Hashem, on its highest level, it's the heart of the prophets, the heart of Rashi, and on its lower levels, it's the home, which is a home that radiates Kedusha, and it's the individual that radiates Kedusha. And in order to do that, so we have to work the way he said in those three rooms. It begins with the mind, the heart, and then it goes down to the base actions. And dafka in the base actions is where the kedusha lies. Meaning the mind and the heart are critical. Without that, you got nothing. Yet, at the same time, the essence of v'shachanti b'tocham, Hashem says, when do I rest in their midst? When their actions are in line with what I say. And this is the critical point where we stress, and our tradition stresses, the Torah stresses, the action. It's not enough just a Jew at heart. I care, I buy Israeli bonds, I'm pro-Israel. It's not enough. It's very nice. It's a good thing to do, to start. But that's not the essence. We got to get to the essence. The essence is that all our actions are in line with the Toyag Mitzvot. And that's what Shachanti B'tocham, I rest in their midst. I rest in their midst. He said, Dafka down to the bottom, to the mundane. How does he eat his food? How does he behave to his fellow man? How does he do the simple things? How does he greet his neighbor? B'shachanti b'tocham goes down to the simple day-to-day. And a great person you can recognize not only with the great things he does, but even with the simple things he does. So b'shachanti b'tocham, that's what he said, it goes through the three levels, like the three rooms in the three levels of holiness in the Beit HaMikdash. But the essence is the lowest level, specifically, tafkada, at the simple level. Like he broke it down that the lower half of the body is where the desire lies. So fine. So that part, when a person aligns that, that's the Ish Kodesh that overcomes the Esh HaTaavah.